From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. Welcome back to The Daily Breakfast, and I would say live long and prosper to all of you. It's not a religious greeting, but I think it still matches kind of what you would wish someone. If you would bless someone, you would also say that. I hope you live long and that you prosper, not just financially, but as a human being. And this is actually a little just a detail that I read somewhere. You know the Vulcan greeting? They actually based that on a Jewish blessing. So there is a Jewish prayer, and then the priest who would give that blessing would use the Vulcan greeting and spread the hands like that and then pronounce a blessing. So it's very cool that in a agnostic universe like Star Trek, still the Vulcan greeting was based on a Jewish blessing. And live long and prosper in a certain way is a, you could say, a certain form of a blessing. I digress. I wanted to talk about Star Trek because this week I'm saying live long and prosper to my PlayStation 4. I've handed it over to my two nephews and my niece, the children of my sister Fiona, who, by the way, has just had her operation. She's had surgery. She was diagnosed with breast cancer last year. So she's been going through chemotherapy. And she was operated on so she was in surgery last week, and she's now recovering. So if you have a moment to pray for her, I'm sure that helps. So but the kids have vacation this week. And as I told you last week, my nephew was asking me about the PlayStation 4. And I say, you can have mine. I don't have time. I love the PlayStation 4, but I just don't have time to game. And I've got a lot of games on my computer. I'm trying to declutter for Lent. And so I'd rather have you and your sister and your brother having fun with it than me having it gathering dust it makes me feel guilty to have such an expensive device and I never have time to play with it. But it also means that I won't be able to play the virtual reality games anymore. I have the VR goggles, the Sony ones. And I had a couple of games that I bought specifically to try out on VR because I love the technology of VR. And one of those PlayStation 4 games that I picked up when it was on sale, I think it was towards the end of last year, is Star Trek Bridge Commander. And when I saw the first reviews coming in, I was like, I need to try that out. The thing is, if you put on the goggles and you launch that game, you can be Captain Kirk. You can be Picard. You can be anyone on the bridge of a Star Trek Enterprise. And the game itself immerses you in 3D, in a virtual world that is Star Trek based, and you get to go on missions with your crew. This is actually a game that you can also play. It was first designed for VR, but they've now adapted the game so you can also play it on a regular TV screen. And I think you can even play it on a 3D TV if you have one of those. And it's cross-platform, so you can also play with other people. And so the idea is you can play with computer-generated or computer-operated, I should say, crew members. But you can also go online and get together on the bridge of the Enterprise with your friends and then just go on missions. So what I did is I tried out the first mission, and it was glorious. Oh, my goodness. You put on the goggles and you're in this even before the tutorial, and you're in this little shuttle, and it's going around a starship Enterprise. I don't know exactly what type it was. It looked a little bit more modern than the classic Enterprise. But the fact that you're in space and it's in 3D, it's in virtual reality, and you can move your head and look around, the sense of scale was amazing. And then you go through a quite extensive tutorial, which was a bit off-putting, I have to say, because I don't like tutorials. I don't like to read manuals. I'm a geek. I just wanted to go attack Klingons, but the game doesn't let you. You first have to get to understand how you play this game. So, of course, I wanted to be the commander at first. So you're sitting there and you're in the captain's chair. There is a window in front of you. If you look to the left, you see someone in red, a lady. She's the communications person. You have a Spock-like Vulcan who is sitting a little bit more on the left and closer to the view screen. And he's constantly turning towards you and saying, well, Captain, there is probably – he does his Vulcan stuff. There are two more people sitting in front of you. I think one of them has the yellow shirt, so he's probably doing kind of the technical stuff and is operating the engines. There is someone else, I think also in red, on the right. She is doing she's firing the cannons or whatever, doing the attacks and raising the shields and whatnot. And as a commander, you get to tell them where to go. So and you look down and you actually have a body. This is one of the first games where I have the sensation that I'm actually sitting there. It feels a bit weird because the camera, kind of the view field is different from your normal field of view. It's more restricted. And in order to make that work, it's almost as if they still put a wide angle on it. And so I look at my hands and feels as if my hand is literally – my arm is extending for 2 meters. And I look at my feet and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so tall. I'm not used to that. I'm kind of more hobbit-sized. So it's a really a bit weird, but over time you get the really – feel. And I was playing this just with my controller because you can also play this with the weird – things that come actually from the PlayStation 3 era, where you have this thing you hold in your hand and there's like a light bulb on top of it. So you can also use those two and point at things. But what they did very well is, of course, the PlayStation VR is quite limited. It's just using a webcam to track a couple of blue LEDs on your helmet. That's how it can track how you're moving. So what they did is to prevent your hand from going all over the place, because sometimes the tracking just loses where you are and then you get all these weird limbs going in all sorts of directions. They actually – your finger can only point at certain times, so it just clicks into place. But that works surprisingly well. And you can use both hands. And with on one hand, you can raise shields. You can put on red alert. And it actually makes the same. You can point at things on the radar and say, well, we have to fly there. And then you can give commands to your other crew members, which is really cool. Because what you do is you look in the direction of, let's say, the guy who does the engines and decides if you go into warp or just use the hyperdrive or whatever. So you look at that person, you click a button on your controller, and all of a sudden you are that person. You can take over any station. But you can also tell the person what to do. So you can look at that person and say, well, let's go to warp. Or you can become that person. So you can play this on various levels of difficulty. And the first few sessions, the first few missions are very simple. They're just created so you get a hang of the controls. And then it gets gradually more hectic and you need to really know what you're doing. And despite the fact that there is so much to think of, especially if you're in the commander's chair, you have to kind of keep track of what everyone else is doing. And then there are these moments where you really have to think fast, otherwise you're going to be destroyed. Despite the complexity, the potential complexity of the game, I still felt that this was so well done. You really get the time to familiarize yourself with the experience. The only thing that made me want to go to the next version of this game was the view screen. Like, you are constantly looking at very computer-generated graphics. It's all stylized. It doesn't give you the feeling that you're really, truly in space. And so it kind of takes you out of the experience. That's the moment you realize that even though I am in this place, I'm still inside a video game. It's more a bit like Tron in a certain way. So, but this is so promising. If we can get a game like this, but then me flying the Millennium Falcon, I'm just saying, then yes, I will absolutely get that technology, and that will – it's amazing. what Sony has been able to pull off with this very simple PlayStation VR technology, I think VR has a great, great future. That's my review. Go over to tridio.com for more episodes. And of course, I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of The Daily Breakfast. Signing off, live long and prosper.